Milkshake.
Books. You'd have to
And
say it like the book spells it out. It's not the word like, you'd have to sound it out. Not read it like a reader, you know.
But if you really tell them,
to read it by sound.
Every time I ever knew I was going to tell one anywhere, I really studied it the night before to try to put back into it just exactly what was being said, so that wouldn't be just my language talking it, even though I was trying to say it. But if I didn't get it like they said it, it wouldn't be the same.
Wow, yeah. That's really interesting. I bet they did love that. Like a play, well, sort of.
The children got a bang out of it. I don't suppose you know who Mike is, do you? Mike is just a man here out in town, but he used to live in Alpharetta. Well, he went to school in Alpharetta, rode the bus. But he was in the fourth grade up there. And we told the ghost story in fourth grade up there, that school one time. And when we got to the end of the story, the end of the story in the book shows that Tildy, the lady who was telling the story, she was telling it because Uncle Remus said, yes, she could go ahead and tell that wild story. And so she did. And so when she got to the end, as she was walking around and holding her hands up and saying, "Ooh, who got my money?" And all that kind of thing. And then she, Tildy ended up by getting over close to this old man named Daddy Jack, who was sitting in a rocking chair over to one side. And so she kept easing over that way. And when she got to the end of the story, she said, "You got my money," you know. So I told that story for the fourth grade, and I did that to Mike.
Oh! Unless you like to scare him to death.
I bet he knows it now.
I bet he guess he does. He also knows one other funny thing, too. He was always a mess in school. Miss Gertrude held down, keeping him settled down and doing whatever he's supposed to be doing. Anyhow, he was cute, sweet little old boy, but he was wiggle tail. Anyhow, we got in the new speaker system in the school, and you had a room speaker to every room, you know. And I was working in the office at this Milton High School, and so I said, "Mr. if you don't want, this is another Mr. not mine." I said, "I'm going to pull a joke on somebody in Miss Gertrude's room." He said, "What you going to do?" I said, just listen a minute." So it was recess, and when recess was over, they were coming in, settling down in Miss Gertrude's room. And it nearly always took a minute for Miss Gertrude to settle them down. So I opened up the speaker, and I said, "Your attention, please. Mike, get in your seat." And he said, "Can she see through that thing?"
That is hilarious. Funny. Sounds like he was your little pet.
Yes, it did.
It was. But you probably could get a lot of information from Mike. He owns a florist.
Okay.
He's out of that jail.
Hang down, Mike. And his
yes, florist.
Okay.
But
and he's suffering from a